The Union Army, which is led by George McClellan, is retreating to Maryland after a devastating loss at Richmond. These losses make it clear that the Confederate Army isn't an easy opponent. They set up camp and quarter close to a nearby, locally owned cornfield. The Confederates chase the fleeing Union into Maryland, where the bloodiest one-day battle of the Civil War will occur.
John Arthur, a Union soldier, has just joined the Army at the age of 19. He has never been into battle before and can't wait to courageously fight against the enemy Graybacks, which is another name for Confederate soldiers. But when he arrives at Sharpsburg, he is quickly stuffed into a cramped public home that his officers had just seized yesterday. Although John is still excited, his worries are piling up. Oh, and there's just one more thing. Like almost half of his peers, he is going into battle without ever completing the most imperative milestone of a true soldier, actually shooting a gun.
All the while, Confederate soldiers are slowly marching toward Maryland. However, they were expecting a warm welcome, and in their arrogance, they sang, "Maryland, my Maryland," a song to the tune of "O Christmas Tree," as they enter the indecisive border state. They aren't aware of Maryland's true feelings toward the South.
Clair Barton is one of the most important and underrated figures in the Civil War. She risked her life tending to the sick and dying soldiers and teaches self-care to many around the U.S. She will eventually create and preside over the Red Cross Foundation, changing the medical field forever.
And thank God for her, because without Clara, even more casualties would have occurred, for Antietam would be horrific. It could almost be described as a horror scene, but even more gruesome. The most awful thing is the smell, the reek of corpses sprawled in the most precarious places, just to get them out of the way. The hot stench of coal being used to power nearly everything they need. The pine trees almost fresh in the air, but the strong odor of tobacco is present to override it.
On the battlefield at Sharpsburg, John Arthur looks across the cut corn stalks and sees an old friend who had just joined the Confederate Army, Richard. John had met Richard and his family in South Carolina before the war had divided them. He had originally assumed that his friend would never have gotten himself involved, since he had always said he'd much rather protect his family if anything like this did happen. But as their eyes meet, he inhales sharply and regrets joining the army as he marches toward what he fears could be both his and Richard's end.
Hey,